It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Calls to Colorado system for students to report potential school threats or violence are down dramatically. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
The anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received 829 tips in December, a 61% decrease over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls made up the top category, followed by welfare checks and cyberbullying. Welfare checks are usually reports that express concern about a peer's safety. To date, tips are down 58% this year compared to last school year. With schools closed most of last semester, officials say safety concerns shifted to the home. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Teachers in the state earn an average salary that is more than $8,000 below the national average. Colorado is 33rd in the nation for teacher pay. Tracy Rainey is with the nonprofit Colorado School Finance Project, which compiled recent data. She says low salaries make it hard to recruit teachers.
When you look at surrounding states, they've made a commitment to make sure that their starting salary for every district in the state is at $40,000, for example.
Federal numbers adjusted for inflation show that in 2013, Colorado's average teacher salary was nearly $55,000. By 2018, that fell by about $1,400. President Joe Biden started his climate campaign just hours after his inauguration Wednesday. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
In a series of executive orders, Biden moved to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement, blocked construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, and called for a review of Donald Trump's last 4 years of environmental policy. Max Boykoff, an environmental studies professor at University of Colorado Boulder, says the actions were the first step in a long road to tackling the climate crisis.
This is going to open up spaces for a lot more important work to be done. We've been late on a lot of these things, but we're not too late.
Colorado has made its own progress on climate change during Trump's presidency. It pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in coming decades and to switch over to renewable energy. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche look for their third win in a row tonight. The Avs are on a trip to California. They beat the LA Kings Tuesday and play again tonight. They go to Anaheim and face the Ducks this weekend. Hockey fans are not attending the games because of COVID-19 rules. Mostly sunny across much of Colorado today with some snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.